God, maker of heaven and earth, we come before you this morning. We submit ourselves to you under your mighty hand. Lord God, give us your word, but prepare our hearts to receive this word that you have for us this morning. Lord God, I submit myself to you to be used by you. Lord, I am your mouthpiece, I am your hand, I am your feet. Whatever you need me to do and say, I am yours. But Lord, let us be with one accord as we receive your word by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just bless you right now.
Yes, we do.
It is in Jesus' name's sake we pray. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to God, my Father. Amen. Creator, Maker of all things. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, my teacher. Giving honor to our pastor. Amen. Shepherd of this house. Amen. Giving honor to my wife. Amen. And puts up with me every day. Amen. I had to agree so quickly. Praise God. And thank God for you for being here. Amen. The message this morning will be coming out of the book of Jeremiah. And we'll be coming from chapter 18. And I'll be reading verses 1 through 6. Very familiar scripture to many. And if you're taking notes as a title, you can write down the potter and his clay. Amen. The potter and his clay. Starting in Jeremiah 18, starting with verse 1, it reads thusly. And the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And a vessel that he had made of clay was marred in his hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel.
All right now.
Amen. Just to paint a picture of what was going on, Jeremiah was a prophet called by God who lived to see four kings. Amen. He was called during the reign of King Josiah, which was one of the good kings. Amen. He led his people into obedience to God. But following him were three other kings, and these kings weren't quite as good as the first one. They were considered evil kings because they led the people into disobedience. So this message was given during the reign of the last king, the last of that four, who was the worst of the bunch.
Jesus.
Amen. So the children of Israel had went from serving God, and now they falling back into their old ways, serving idols and disobeying God, not keeping the word that God has given them, not keeping his commandments. So this parable or this sermon or this visual sermon was given to Jeremiah during that time. The parable given to Jeremiah was not just given in word, but God gave him a visual sermon. This parable is a great illustration of God's sovereignty over the nation of Israel. And not only that, but over all creation. Here we find God speaking to Jeremiah, and he says, arise and go down to the potter's house. God then continues by telling Jeremiah why he needs to go there. He says, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Seeing that this is 2017, this is the first message. Got two things we want to grab from this first scripture. First, we must be ready to arise and go when God calls.
All right now.
You have been called of God. He will call you to arise and go. So in 2017, be ready to arise and go. The second thing is, we must continue to seek God's word. Amen. But understand this, it is God is going to cause you to hear
All right.
what he has to say. Amen. You continue to seek, but when he's ready to speak, he'll let you know what his word is. Amen.
Amen.
Two things that you can carry on into 2017. Now, as we look here in chapter 18, and we look at these verses, we shouldn't have a problem identifying who the potter is and who the clay is. One, God identifies it for us. God is the potter. Amen?
Amen.
God is the potter. And he tells Jeremiah that the house of Israel is the clay. And to make it a little bit more personal, we're all clay. We're all clay in the potter's hand. Amen?
Amen.
You are his clay. Now, God has been parallel with the potter all throughout the scriptures. Now, if we look over in the epistle to the Romans, Paul said this in Romans 9, 23-21. Nay, but O man, who art thou that thou repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Have not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? The potter has power over the clay.
Yes.
Now Paul gives us another side to this illustration over in 2 Timothy 2:21 through 22. And he says, if a man therefore purge himself of these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. So he follows by saying, flee your youthful lusts, but follow after righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that all are called of the Lord out of a pure heart. This message of the potter and the clay is simple, but has spiritual depth. Simple because, as I mentioned before, we can identify who the potter is. We can identify that there's a wheel that he's working on, amen. And on that wheel, we can identify that there's a clay that the potter works with. Point to yourself, say, I'm the clay.
I'm the clay.
Amen. I'm the clay that the potter is working with. God is working on you. Amen. I know it doesn't feel like it all the time, but he's working on you. And then sometimes it feels like he's working on you too much.
Jesus.
Amen. But this morning we're going to focus on two things. We're going to focus on the power of the potter, and we're going to focus on the power of the clay. Now let us jump down to verse 6 and listen to what the words say. O house of Israel, and I would say throw your own name in there. Cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Throw your own name in there. Now, God being the supreme Lord, ruler, and creator of the universe, who possesses the highest authority without control, he took the clay, or we should say the dust of the earth, and he formed man. This is the potter. Amen. And I had read this morning in Genesis, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. Genesis 2 and 7. And the Lord formed man. Just imagine the potter forming man on his wheel of the dust of the ground. And when he had it just like he wanted to, he breathed into the nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We're talking about the potter. Mm-hmm. Along the way, man sinned. And in Genesis 3:19, God said this, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return into the ground. For out of it was thou taken, from the dust thou art, and unto the dust shalt thou return." It's been said, and I thought this was kind of crazy as it started to come to me as I was studying this word. We're taught different types of creation, evolution being one. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we're told that we evolved from monkeys and other animals. But God takes us even lower.
All right now, talk.
He said, "I took you from the dirt." "I took you from the dirt of the ground, nothing.
Thank you,
and I made you into something." Mm-hmm. Evolution's a little bit too kind. God said, "I took you from the dirt, and I formed you. I breathed my life into you and created a soul." What we can see right away is God is sovereign. The potter has absolute power over the clay.
Oh, yes.
And that power is unlimited.
Yes.
How many know your God is unlimited?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, the clay cannot stop the potter, can it question his right to do what he pleases.
Jesus.
No clay can resist his will, mm-hmm. nor alter the potter's plan. It can only yield to the potter's hands. Mm-hmm. You and I, we're just clay. All we can do is yield to his hand.
All right now.
Whatever he wants out of your life.
Jesus.
Amen. Everybody's looking for a purpose. What am I supposed to be doing? What does God want to do with you? Is what we should be seeking. Now let's look at Jeremiah 18:3, and it says this. "Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels." Mm-hmm. Now, the potter's house, we see God's power demonstrated.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremiah's watching the potter work at the wheel. God is showing Jeremiah through the potter his sovereignty and absolute power mm-hmm. over the house of Israel, or we would call it clay. Mm-hmm. In verse 4, he says, "And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in his hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it." Mm-hmm. What Jeremiah was experiencing, he was experiencing a living parable, a living sermon that he would soon have to preach to the house of Israel. Now, because of their disobedience, they have become marred in God's hands.
All right, now.
When we're disobedient, we become marred mm-hmm. in God's hand. As Jeremiah watched the potter mold and shape this clay on the potter's wheel, he noticed that the potter saw that the clay had defects, mm-hmm. which began to appear. So he made it again, made himself another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Mm-hmm. See, as God is molding us, mm-hmm. he finds defects. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't discard the clay. Mm-hmm. What he does is he makes it over. Mm-hmm. Because you got to be perfect. Because when Jesus come back, he said, "I'm looking for a church without spot or wrinkle." Mm-hmm. So when I find a problem, I'm going to make it over. Mm-hmm. See, if it was me, I'd get rid of you. I throw that clay away, get me some new clay, but God doesn't do that.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Thank God we're not God. When somebody do us wrong, we get rid of them. But God doesn't do that because He loves so much, He makes it over. And this is what He does with the house of Israel. He's making them over. Verse 5 says, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Mm-hmm. Saith the Lord, behold, the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hands, O house of Israel. Do you know that you in God's hands?
Yes. All right now. Yes.
No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, you in his hands?
Yes, God.
He got you.
Yes.
He knows what's wrong with you before you know. Mm-hmm. He sees the defects.
All right.
Sometimes that's why we go through things, because he sees the defects. He knows the only way to get those defects out is to let you go through something.
All right now.
Without a little controversy, you won't change.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Without putting you in a situation where you need faith, you won't just go have faith. Mm-hmm. You won't exercise your faith on your own. He has to put you in a position where you're going to exercise the faith that he gave you.
Yes.
Now remember, the potter has absolute power over the clay. Mm-hmm. To either allow the defects to remain or to reshape the pot. Mm-hmm. What do you think God's going to do? He's going to reshape you.
Reshape.
Likewise, God has power to reshape the nation to conform to his purpose. This is what he's going to do with the nation of Israel. Mm-hmm. Right now, if you look at the nation of Israel, they look marred, right? Mm-hmm. Look like God has thrown them away, but he hasn't. He's reshaping them. He's getting them ready, prepared for the Father's use. This is the time God does with the clay now. Let's say this is the same thing God does with the clay now when he finds defects. So our goal in 2017 should be to become willing and yielded vessels to God. When we are found with defects, what should we do? We should repent. And then God begins reshaping us into the valuable vessels fit for his use. Mm-hmm. An unwilling, unyielded vessel that will not repent will cause the clay to harden the wrong way.
All right now.
That's why he keeps working with you.
Yes.
Keeps throwing a little water on you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he mash you down and reshape you.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He keeps you pliable, easy to work with. He keeps showing you what's wrong with you so you will repent. Every time you repent, you stay pliable. Mm-hmm. Every time you yield, you stay pliable. Every time you're willing to do what God tells you to do, you stay pliable. But when you when you're disobedient, you get hard.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And soon, when you get too hard, he's not going to work with you. Mm-hmm. You can't work with clay when it's hard. You have to work with clay when it's pliable. An unwilling, unyielded vessel that will not repent will cause the clay to harden the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Then the clay will be good for nothing and will be broken and destroyed. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What should the potter do with a clay pot that will not yield when it is in his hands and it hardens with defects? What should God do with it? Amen. When you're in God's hands and you won't do what he tell you to do.
All right now.
And you get so hard and you harden with these defects, what should he do with you? This part is going to throw you away. Mm-hmm. Amen. I don't want to get thrown away. Mm. I got to yield. I got to yield and stay pliable in his hands. I got to continue to seek God. So as he showed me what's wrong with me, uh-huh, I'll submit and he'll change me.
He'll fix it.
And he'll keep working with me till Jesus comes. Amen.
Will fix it.
Now let's look at the power of the clay. Listen to these words from Paul again over in Romans 9:19-21. Thou shalt say then unto me, why doest ye yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that replies against God, or questioneth God? Shall a thing formed Say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus?
All right now.
Hath not the potter power over the clay?
Oh, yeah.
Of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Mm-hmm. It's been said, don't question God. And you shouldn't question God. I learned something through my kids. And my father's here, so I'm sure he has learned this through me. When your parent tells you to do something, and you do it, but then you come back and you ask why you had to do it, everything's okay. Because you did what you were supposed to do. You may not understand it, but you can't. Why did I have to do that? But when you question your parent in defiance, I'm not doing this till you tell me why. Make your parent want to break you off. Amen. Makes your parent angry. Because now you're disobedient. It's not you questioning or asking a question. It's the spirit in which it's done. I tell my kids now, we can talk about why you had to do that, but you got to do it anyway. We can talk about it and give you a little understanding later. But for now, I need you to do this. Without question. Amen? That's what God is saying. God had revealed to them their problems. And they're replying back to God, what do you mean? What's wrong with me? You're going to have to prove that. I ain't changing till you tell me what's wrong. But this is God. When God reveals something to you, it's wrong. Now, his chosen people at this time, they had gotten into a place where they didn't think God would abandon them. They could just do whatever they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Isn't that how we get as clay?
Come on now.
We just do what we want to do. We think God just going to bless us anyhow, right?
All right.
He's going to bless us on it anyhow.
That's so.
He's just going to conform to how we live and what we do.
That's so.
Amen. This is what they thought. I mean, they got so high and mighty, they didn't even think God would accept Gentiles. Mm-hmm. Proving them wrong, didn't he?
Oh, yes. Yes.
He's the potter. We're the clay. Guess what? He did abandon them. Not like a total abandon the way we do. It was a wake-up call.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to let your enemies overtake you.
Yes, indeed.
Since you won't listen to me.
I got you.
I bet you listen to me now.
Yeah.
He let Babylon roll in and take over.
Take them
into exile. Amen. God loves you, but he will let you go through something if you're disobedient. He know how to get your attention.
Oh, yes. Yes, he does.
You either going to listen to me now or listen to me later. You going to listen. That's what I tell my kids, right? My Bible tells me every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. You either do it now or later. But you're going to confess that I'm Lord.
Amen.
You're either going to do it on your way to hell or you're going to do it on your way to heaven. You're going to know that I'm God. You either confess me now and praise me now or you can confess on your way to hell. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But the potter did abandon that vessel only for a season.
Yes.
Amen. Because he loves that vessel and he promised to make his chosen people into another vessel and he's going to restore their honor one day. Mm-hmm. God's people will be restored. He's going to bring them back together and he's going to restore them back into their place. But as of now, he raised up another people. That's why we're sitting here. That's why we're the church. Amen? Because he raised up another people. They just knew God's not going to set no Gentile. Look at us.
Come on now.
That's why we're sitting here. Because he sent that message throughout the world.
Jesus.
If you won't serve me, I'll find some other people that'll serve me.
Yes, yes.
If you won't send that message out, I'm going to find somebody else to send it out.
Yes,
I'm the potter. You the clay.
Yes.
You gonna do what I say. This message is gonna get out.
Yes.
Either you conform, I'll make me a vessel that will conform. Mm-hmm. I have all power.
Yes.
Verse 4, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, and seemed good to the potter. Mm-hmm. He found a defect. And what he was telling them, you guys are defective right now. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Something wrong with you. So I'm going to need you to yield so I can make another one. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. But if you don't yield, I'm going to have to get rid of you. Mm-hmm. Now, as I said earlier, the potter has power over the clay. Mm-hmm. And this is true. But remember what we read in Genesis 26. And God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. The clay on the wheel down at the potter's house has no wheel. But you and I do. Mm-hmm. You have a wheel. Mm-hmm. I have a wheel. That clay cannot cooperate with the potter, but you and I can. Mm-hmm. Amen?
All right.
You can yield. I can yield. The scripture shows that God created man in his own likeness.
Yes.
He took man physically out of the dust of the ground and he made man. Then he breathed into him the spirit of life and man became a living soul.
Living soul.
Clay has no will, but you and I have a free will.
Yes.
And we can exercise it. Yes. And that's what God is looking for. On that wheel, he has placed the clay with free will. Mm-hmm. Who could yield in his hands mm-hmm. whenever you see fit. We can cooperate with the potter. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We can choose to yield in his hands. If God finds a defect, he will reshape us into another vessel that yes. is good for the potter's use.
Yes, yes.
He's ever, all the time, reshaping us. Mm-hmm. It's funny, we were just talking earlier about how things are right now, and I had mentioned that I had the privilege of watching my father grow up. He had me when he was in his 20s. Mm-hmm. The way he acted in his 20s, he don't act now. Amen. Most guys his age, amen, were a little bit more militant back then. When they were in their 20s. But he's not that way now. Although he may have the same thoughts how he operates. How the pastor operates. Guys those age. How they operate is different. That's because over time, God reshaped them. Jesus. Amen? Mm-hmm. Showed them some defects. They submitted. So he reshaped them again. Just imagine my father acting the same way he did when he was 20. Wouldn't look right, would it? You ever seen an old man acting young? I ain't trying to call you old, but you know. You ever seen an old man, old guy, thinking he's still young? Acting like the jitterbugs?
Yes, yes.
Ain't that y'all word? The jitterbug, right? It's a shame. It don't even look right.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Thank God that God will come in and reshape you.
That's why we sing.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Now, because I am a clay and I have free will, sometimes I have questions.
All right.
Amen. I may ask the potter, what is your purpose in putting me on the potter's wheel? Mm-hmm. Why do you bear down on me and shape me into this vessel? Mm-hmm. Why do you keep working on me?
Yes.
Now, we may not get all the answers to the question, but what we do know when we read these scriptures is God has a purpose.
Yes, yes.
And his purpose is supreme. It's a loving purpose. He don't make any mistakes. When he says he has a purpose for your life, it's the right thing for you. Scriptures say, then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought the work on the wheel. Just imagine him working on you.
Yes, sir.
And the vessel that he made was marred in the potter's hands. He said, oh, I see a defect. Because he's yielded and willing, I'm going to make me a new piece of pottery. I'm going to mold them over again. I'm going to keep reshaping them. Amen. I'm going to make sure that he's right before I get him off this wheel. Mm-hmm. It says, so he made another vessel that seemed good to the potter. Notice it said it seemed good to the potter.
Yes, yes.
He didn't make it to seem good to the clay. Because if it was up to the clay, he'd be like, get me off this wheel. I'm done. I'm good like I am. But it's not up to us. It's up to the potter. If you're going through something, if you're dealing with something, it's because God knows you need to be in that. Yield to wherever you are in life right now. Paul said, I've learned to be content in wherever God has me. God, Paul was up and down. He went through some stuff and had some good times. But wherever he was, he yielded in God's hands. We're almost done. Now Jeremiah is watching the potter, and as he's watching, he really can't tell what the finishing piece is going to look like. So he knows that the potter knows what the piece is going to look like. Mm-hmm. There's a scripture that says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do we show our love? You show your love by yielding while you're in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he want to make you, all you got to do is yield. Now, as I begin to close out, I want to paint a picture. I want you to use your imagination. Amen?
Amen.
I know it's hard. We got all these devices and TVs now, but we're going to use our imagination this morning. Now, many of us, we may find ourselves marred or broken in the potter's hands. And life has a way of doing that. But you're in the potter's hands. Amen? So you in good hands.
Yes.
There's a commercial that said, you're in good hands with Allstate, right?
Yeah.
But you're in good hands with God.
Yes.
As long as you're in his hands,
yes.
Whether you marred or broken, you're in good hands.
Mm-hmm.
So question, is God through with us because we're marred or broken? Absolutely not. God is patient and willing to rework the clay. Is he through with us because we failed in life? No. He is not through with us. That is, if the clay will yield in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
All that is needed is that the clay yield to the potter. In the later verses, God said, I'm the potter, you the clay. As this potter is reforming the clay, when he finds defects, I can do that with you. And what he was telling his children, if you repent, all this evil stuff that I'm going to bring on you, I won't do it. But if you don't repent, I'm going to keep my promise.
All right now.
So God can change his mind. But when he makes a promise, he's going to keep his promise. Now it's time to use your imagination.
All right.
Now imagine God saying to you, "Arise and go to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." Now I want you to imagine when you get down there, there's a kind looking man sitting at the wheel, of your circumstances. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to notice how interested he is in the clay. That's you. And how the potter is so careful with that clay and so careful that he doesn't hurt it. And all he wants that clay to do is to yield so he can make it into something useful. And when we look closer, I want you to notice that there's nail prints in his hands. And if you look a little further, you can see in his feet that there are nail prints in his feet. This potter is more wonderful than any other potter you've ever seen. This is the potter who shed his blood and paid the price for our redemption, that he might go and take all the marred clay and all the broken pieces and put them back together and put them back on the potter's wheel and make them into another vessel.
All right.
And make them into a vessel of honor. The reason is because he is the potter and we're the clay.
Yeah.
Do you want to be in his hands today?
Jesus.
Jesus died so he can put his back on the wheel. The wheel of your life. So he can mold you and make you into what he would have you to be. Maybe you're already on the wheel. Amen.
Amen.
And he's molding and making you.
Amen.
And you're trying to figure out, what are you doing with me? Well, I found some issues and we got to work those things out.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. I'm going to have to mold you and push you down. Mm. I didn't really like the way that looks, so I'm going to start over.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As long as you're on the wheel and you're in the potter's hands, you're in good hands.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Potter.
Do you want to be in good hands today?
Yes.
We're talking about the potter, the creator.
Yes.
The God of the universe.
Yes.
He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes. Yes.
All he's asking you to do is to yield in his hands.
Trust you, Lord.
Would you yield to him today?
Yes.
All it takes is a repentant heart.
Yeah.
All it takes, Lord, forgive me. I'm yours. Do with me as you will.
All right now.
You are the potter. I am the clay.
The clay. Yes, sir. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way, O Lord. God is the potter. We are the clay. Let us pray. Almighty God, we just truly thank you for that word this morning. We acknowledge, Father, you are the potter. We are your clay in your hands, yielding, willing to be whatever you have us to be. Mold us and make us into what seems good to you. Father, we bless you and we praise you. It is in Jesus' name sake we pray. Amen.
When he calls me, I will. When he calls me, I'm not
the doors of the church. You heard the challenging word, and someone may be standing outside of the protection of the Almighty God. But someone may already have known of Jesus, already know my name, may want to join with this body. But we wish to just open up the doors of the church right now. As the musician plays, as we continue singing, the doors of the church are open. Somewhere listening. If you're somewhere listening for your name, we want to be ready when he comes. Sometimes God has to reshape us.
Yes.
And sometimes he has to put us in a position to be able to reshape us.
Yes.
So on the shoulders of that message, I want to open up the doors for prayer.
Jesus.
Someone may be in special need of prayer.
Jesus.
I know that there are some needs in this church. I'm going to say a special prayer. If you feel like coming forward, you can. You can stay where you are if you wish. But we want you just to concentrate on Jesus. Somebody may be financially strapped and going through something that God has designed for him to go through. Somebody may be physically strapped and don't know which way to turn and have on their mind what might happen. Somebody is having family problems. They're going through relationship problems. Not sure when it's going to end, and somebody else is just searching, trying to figure out what God wants them to do. But God is waiting. He is the potter, and we are the clay, and he's calling us on this day. He said what your real sickness is a spiritual relationship problem. God is calling us this morning to a peaceful place.
Yes, yes.
God is saying it's all in my hands. I know everything that you might be going through. Yes, I know what you think it looks like and how you think it might come out, but God is calling you to a peaceful place.
Yes, sir, God.
God is softly and gently calling this morning. He's just asking you to submit yourself.
Jesus.
Stop trying to figure it out.
Yes, sir, God. Hallelujah.
Stop trying to see where it's going and how it might turn out, but submit.
Jesus.
Just give in to the potter, for you are
yes, sir, God.
The clay, and he not only made us of clay, but he made the clay.
Jesus. Thank you.
God knows.
Yes, you do.
God is calling right now.
Yes.
He's asking you right now just to submit.
Yes, God.
Submit. Find that peaceful place. That place where God says, I got you.
Yes, Lord.
In my hand. I know everything Jesus. That you're going through.
Yes.
I know every right. thought that you may have in your mind, but find peace in me.
Yes, okay.
Just rest.
Jesus.
For I know how this will turn out. I know what I have
yes, okay.
in mind, and I know that it's all right because
Jesus.
Everything I do is perfect.
Yes, God. Yes.
Find peace.
Yes.
Find peace on this day. Don't stop searching this
Jesus.
Day. Don't stop searching till you find
oh, yes.
peace.
Yes.
And just give God a chance to speak. Just give God a chance. And he'll make everything all right. Find a peaceful place. And then listen and commune with Almighty God. For everything,
everything.
Is absolutely all right.
Yes, sir, God.
Did y'all hear me?
Yes.
Everything, I don't care
yes,
what it is that you're going through or what it is that you're searching for.
Oh, yes,
everything
yes, sir, God.
Is absolutely all
thank
right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
And let us rest there.
Yes, sir, God.
And let God Amen. Do the rest.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
God, we call on you.
Thank you, Lord God.
We count on you. We thank you right
thank
now.
Thank you, Father God.
For it is done.
Yes, sir, God.
Yes, it is, Lord. Yes.
We Hallelujah. Just praise your name.
Hallelujah, God.
Praise your Lord.
For you are worthy.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes, God.
And we thank you.
Thank you, Lord
thank you,
God.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name
yes.
we pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Oh,
thank
yes,
God.
Lord.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, yes.
Glory God. To your name, God. We bless your name.
It is done.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It is thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's on my mind. God put it there and had to come. And
thank you.
God knows.
Yes, sir, God.
So leave this place. Go into this year.
Yes, sir, God.
Knowing that God's got it all figured out.
Yes, sir, God. Thank you.
No matter what it looks like.
Yes, sir,
God. God's got it all figured out.
Thank you, God.
Might wonder sometimes. It don't look like he got it figured out. It looked like it might be trying times,
Jesus.
But God's got it all figured out.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, God.
Jesus keeps
Hallelujah.
Me near the cross. Free to all of you.
Heavenly
and in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for his mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling.
Oh, yes.
And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
Oh, yes.
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, yes, dominion and power, both now and forever.